Good evening.
Good evening.
It seems you're the only one on.
Well, so far.
I agree, so far.
Maybe I'm the only one that took a nap today. It was so hot. So I'm awake tonight at 9 o'clock.
Randall.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bacoach.
Okay, let me mute.
Okay.
Anna Bacoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Alephet Gimel Yuntach Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Baharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehuta Yevava Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamblem Etet Resh Tzaditaf Gimel. Tassin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Et Nunayan. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Ezayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yodea Alumot Shin Kufav Tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Berav chesed be'emet, notse chesed la'alafim, notse awon wa'pesha, chata'al v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Zohar, the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutsha b'richu ishkinte bidchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu le'achta l'shem yudhei bavavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'ayino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananeihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tar Tane Nand Kutcha Perichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Ikshot Belei Blach Bila Bialma Devae Barnash Bedach Yaleya Mine Yaulan Haga Beyakalana Dehakulu Ovada Dik Shot Leinun Wekola Itzderich Be Alma. The energy of the year 5780, which is our current year, has a revealed aspect of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa, connect it to the compensation, is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight, we will be studying Isaiah chapter 43, verse 17. Tamotsiyo rekel asus chayil v'izuz yachdav yishkevu bal yakumu v'aku kapashta kavu. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's verses from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Witham timakom le'ami li'Israel untati v'shatan. Tak tal willo yirgaz, od willo yosifu. Vene avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wahayo layo sayote alame meheshi lalahe aka akaheta ezayo alada laawaheheya yozala me behe ereyo hekome. La awa kalayo la wawa pehe la nulaha yo 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 me la he he wehe wa nuta he yo he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he awa ko me nuda. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa danu yo he he shi a me me nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be u me he yo yo he me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a kameta he he yo anu da la he wa he me me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 20th day of Sivan. Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Elazar of Nemerov. Rabbi Yisrael Dan ben Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu Taub of Motzitz. And Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Labaton. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. The Ani meditation. Method to climb the tree of life, starting with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yesod, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, hod, you ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Gevura. Ye ash. Niwi Yosh. Ya'ash. Niwi Yosh. Ya'ash. Niwi Yosh. Chesed. Ya'ah Niwi Yohe. Ya'ah Niwi Yohe. Ya'ah Niwi Yohe. Bina. Ya'ah Niwi Yohe. Ya'ah Niwi Yohe. Ya'ah Niwi Yohe. Achma. Ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. The Ma meditation.
Yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav, hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav, hey.
Our class tonight is a continuation from Motzi Shabbat. The parasha of the week, it's a Zohar class, the parasha of Shlach Lecha. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. You'll find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row one, the right-hand column. The landing page, when it opens up, please scroll down to the parasha of Shlach Lecha. And when that landing page opens up, please scroll down to class 10A. And that is section 10, starting with Pasuk 71. And we will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudshabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu, Liakda, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu, Alein Maasei Yadeinu, Kanane Alein Maasei Yadeinu, Kananehu. Pasuk 71. Rabbi Elazar Amar Layavu Vachari Behakati Vayisahu Bamot Uktiv Vishnaim Uvkulehu Lahawoshanaim Kekegav Kevavtaihu Umikan olif Yehoshua levatar Diktiv Yishlach Yehoshua benun Min hashitim Shenayim anashim beraglim Behanei shenayim Ha'uknuha kadmai Wekadmatu legabaihu The Israel Yahavu Lo Nivinun Ishta Aru The Avdu Garmaihu Shirayim. Translation. Rabbi Elazar said, they did not give the cluster to others, since it is clearly written. And they carried it between two on a pole, indicating the two indicated. Among all of them, there were no other two like them. From this, Joshua took a lesson at a later date, to send just two spies, as it is written. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly. Those two have already been explained by the ancient ones. When Joshua and Caleb reached back to Israel and handed to them the cluster, they remained silent and said nothing to Israel at first. It was only the rest of the spies who said, "And this is the fruit of it." And they pretended themselves to be the least. My commentary. There are times to push forward with chutzpah. Times to remain concealed and let others speak. Which is right to do depends on the circumstances and the souls involved. Pasuk 72. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Kad Havo Matan Legabayu Vihinu Nanakim Havo Shav Vihan Ahu hutra de Moshe kamaihu vishtazivu umnalan dehahu utra yahiv lon hahidiktiv vayomer alehem aluze v'tenegev ketiv haka alu ze uktiv Atam ve'et hamate azeh ve'gomer u'gineya ishtezibu te'itema hane anakayayo shav kelon elatun leniskaba lon wahavom shavyan Lekamaihu hahu utara utra v'mishtez ve'mekamaihu Rabbi Yehuda mar masoret shema kadisha
Masar lon Moshe Ugineya Ishte Zivu Minayhu.
The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, when the spies reached those giants, they put in front of them the staff of Moses and were saved. How do we know that he gave them the staff? Since it is written, and he said to them, go up this way. Hebrew word is zeh, by the south. It is written here, zeh, or this, and it is written there, this, the Hebrew is hazeh, this rod. And we have learned that the same meaning is derived from the same expression, zeh, this, in both sentences. Due to this staff, they were saved. If you think that those giants simply left them alone, it was not so. The giants, in fact, came to capture them, but they put the staff in front of the giants and saved themselves. Rabbi Yehuda said, tradition is that Moses passed on to them the holy name. Due to this, they were saved and survived. My commentary. This pasuk needs no commentary, yet it is important to understand that there was and are giants in the world today. The only way to defeat them is with the 72 names of Hashem and the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim. Pasuk 73. Rabbi Chiyayo Amar Tilat Shemahan Igrum Mephilim Anakim Refaim Vikulu Or Keyome Nephilim Ikrun Vikadme Ta Levatar Kadit Haberun Vivnat Vene Nasha Violidu Minayu Ikrun Anakim Levatar b'dehawo azle v'shatam v'hay alma umit rafyan mehahu v'ilela ikrun drifayim. The translation. Rabbi Chiya said, they were referred to by three names, Nephilim, fallen ones, Anakim, giants, and Rephaim, lax ones. And all of them lived long. First they were called Nephilim, the fallen, at the time they were dropped down from heaven. And they joined up with the daughters of man and had children from them. The children were called Anakim, giants. Later on, when they continued to spread about the world and became lax and let go of the world above, they were referred to as Rephaim. My commentary. Let this be the beginning of your knowledge of the giants, and take lesson that spiritual falling takes place through the same process. One desires to fall. One involves oneself with the wrong woman. And one learns to be lax about values and Torah. Pasuk 74. Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'hakitiv parfaim yeholalu refaim yechashvu afhem ka'anakim Al haki hu begin, the anakim atu my hai, sitra ume hai, sitra, the it yahashu yatir, the ara kegavna darifaim, uminaihu nachke, wahawo orke. Yome v'kad mitchalshye itchalash ad paldut Gufa ufalgut kayem kewan defalgut gufa hawa mitavo daspe asba meis vepe varavashadin lefu maihu umitu gindinun la'an lekatla karmaihu igrun refaim amarabita shadyan garmaihu yipayamarabhavatavan umeitin ahidiktiv arfaim yeholalu mitachat maim v'shochnechem. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, behold, it is written, the shades, the Hebrew word is Rephaim, tremble. And who also were considered Rephaim as the Anakim. How can you say that Rephaim is from the linguistic root of lax and weak? Rabbi Chiya said to him, it is so. The explanation is because those giants were from two sides, meaning from an angelic source and a human female source, and were made more hopeless to exist on the earth. Similarly, the Rephaim that resulted and they were born from Anakim were even more despairing until they released themselves altogether from the above and were living long lives. When they became weaker, half their body became weakened and died, and half their body remained living, since they were composed half of angels that do not die and half of humans that do eventually die. When half of their body was deceased, they used to pick herbs from the wild grasses, meaning poisonous herbs, swallowed them, and died. Because they wished to kill themselves, they were called Rephaim, or lax ones. Since they let themselves loose from life, Rabbi Yitzhak said, they used to throw themselves into the great sea and drown, and they died. And that is what it is written, the shades, the Rephaim tremble, the waters beneath with the inhabitants thereof. My commentary. As long as one is connected to Hashem, one cannot die. Yet we learn here that these souls didn't let go of Hashem in order to die in the physical realm. Verse 75. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Il Male Hawo, Alim Yisrael Yara Besimana, Telishana Bisha, Lahawa Kaim Alma, Raga Had, Manumana Telishana Bisha Nahash, Raza Dmila, Midata Nahash al Hawa Atil Bazuhama Amar Rabbi Shimon. We all kola Mahal Kuchabarifu Barmin Lishana Bisha Begin Dictive Asher amru lelo shonainu nagbir safateidu itanu adon lanu. Rabbi Shimon said that Israel entered the promised land under the stigma of the spy's slanderous speech. The world would not have withstood it, even for a moment. Who is the artisan of slanderous speech? Meaning, who is the source? The serpent, the secret of the matter is that when the serpent violated Eve, referring to the sin of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he inflicted her with impurity, meaning his uncleanness from which all come all human sins. Rabbi Shimon said that the Holy One, blessed be he, forgave everything except for slanderous speech. Since it is written, who has said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? My commentary. Lashon Hara is very difficult to find the tikkun. The first step is to realize that one is saying Lashon Hara, or one is hearing Lashon Hara.
They spoke, it is alluding to wisdom, and we already learned that.
And he said simply means the thoughts of the heart in the same line of speech, as it is written, how Haman thought, literally said in his heart. And they said means giving an order, as we already defined it in several places. And they told always means relating matters, that each one laid out of his explanation of the matters. My commentary. These are very meaningful codes. Learn them well. Verse 78. Banu el ha'aretz, alachnu mi ba'e, leya el abanu, alana de'letaman, lehahiyo arad ha'weyat, Dahawait Mashabach Bekol Yoma Vahawai out Amart Delayt Dikvavta Wigam Zavat Halav Udvash Eo Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Man Divaye Lememar Kediva Amar Mila Dikshot Bekad Meta Begindi Hednu Leia Kedivo. The translation. We came to the land. Yes, it should have said, we went to the land. And he responds, yet we came means we entered that land that you praise daily and said that there is nothing like it. And indeed, it flows with milk and honey. Rabbi Yitzhak said, whoever wants to lie about something starts first with some truthful matters in order to have them believe his deceptions. Therefore, they began first. And indeed, it flows with milk and honey. This pasuk needs no commentary. Page 7, pasuk 79. Rabbi Chiyayo Amar Haki Amru Alana Lehahiyo Arad Hawait Mishabach Lako Yomavi Amrat Delayt Tikvata Gamzavat Alaudbash Kiyariat Shivata Shivaha Alkola Vilav Taki Dehaze Pirya Atkala Hadmeinun Zeirin Katfu Amru Ilida Achazin Kutshabrihu the Israel the Sablu Kolinun Achtin Vileutain I Biara the Mitzrayin Itat Vilin the Avin the Arva Yatir al Chatirin. The translation. Rabbi Chiya said, this is what they said. We came to the land which you were praising every day. You said that there is nothing like it. And indeed it flows with milk and honey. And you exaggerated its praise above all the lands. It is not so, since this is the fruit of it. In fact, they cut down one of the smallest clusters and showed it to them. They said, if this is the land that the Holy One, blessed be He, wishes as an inheritance for Israel, and for which they suffered all these hardships and troubles, we find in the land of Egypt clusters of fruits that are doubly finer than these. Again, this pasuk needs no commentary. Asukati. Efeski Azam Orheya Ti Almadinun Gibarin Magi Hekirava Yatvin Livar Listamra Arhin Dhaka Afilu Inun Bene Mata Takifin Giborin Beharin Baturo de Afilu Komalkin de Alma Yat Kanchu Alaihu Laya Avdun Behuga Gimuta Amar Rabbi Yossi Kalma de Amre Felisha Nabishamru Vikasha Mikuhu Diktiva Malek Yoshe Be'aretz Anagev Levarnash Din Shakeya Hivya Kadbyan Liyagzima Leya Amre Ha Hivya Haka. The translation. But the people are strong. They said it is the custom of the world that the strong ones who do battle stay outside. They stay outside the cities to guard the roads. Here even the city dwellers are powerful and strong, and the cities are fortified. Even if all the kings of the world gather against them, they will not be able to make a dent in their defenses. Rabbi Yose said, everything they said was with evil speech, and the hardest of all is what is written. Amalek dwells in the land of the Negev. This is like a person who was bitten by a snake. When they wish to threaten him, they say to him, here comes the snake. My commentary. Remember what Amalek did to us on the way. This needs to be a racial memory. This is why the princes used Amalek as part of their report. Pasuk 81. Rabbi Abba Amar Vadai Dakasha Mikoma Diamre Kilomar Hahudiaga Irava Bekola Ahaka Zamin Uvanatar Pierre Tanegev Tehahu Atar Leala Beya mi advatisa kol haeda vayidu et kolam taviyu pikya dorot leal min behahu leoya. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, this certainly posed more difficulty than everything else they said, meaning to say that they said that the one who wages battle with everyone lives here. Where? In the land of the Negev, which is an area through which entrance is gained to the land. Immediately, all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. They set a weeping pattern for generations to come, for that night, since it was the evening of the ninth of Av, at which date both temples were destroyed. My commentary, Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, says it all. Pasuk 82. Amar Rabbi Yosei, Eita Nasibu Al Kola Liapaka Shum Bish Ma'al Kola alara, we all could shabarichu. Amar Rabbi
shabarichu minayin al mishma mashma dikti veftuski az ha'am man yakil behuki az ha'am daika uktiv amalek Yoshev be'eretz ha'negev, k'dein garmu kol hay, k'madi itmar, uva'a kudsha barichu, v'she'etza'a, lo min alma ha'idiktiv, v'yomer l'hashmidam, ludei Moshe, v'chiru, Amar beperetz lefanav wigomer. The translation. Rabbi Yossi said, they have conspired among themselves to spread an evil report about everything. What is about everything? Meaning about the land and the Holy One, blessed be. Rabbi Yitzhak said about the land, it is correct, but the Holy One, blessed be He, where do we know that from? And he told him, that is derived from what is written. And the people are strong, meaning to indicate there might be no one who could possibly vanquish them. The people are strong is exact, meaning to say that even the Holy One, blessed be He, could not go against them. And that is slandering the Holy One, blessed be He. It is further written, Amalek dwells in the land of the Negev. They then caused everything, as we learned, and the Holy One, blessed be He, wished to annihilate them from the world. This is what is written. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach. My commentary. The princes never said outright that the people in the land at that time could stand and defeat Hashem. If they had done so, the people would have realized the Lashon Hara. Take note in your own speech. Say what you mean. Also, when you hear someone speak, insert some clarity and do not pass over the words. Know all of the aspects that you are capable of realizing. That's the end of this section. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting yourself to ask questions, I'll remind you that we do have a class tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time. Are there any questions? We will also have a class Motzi Shabbat at 7 p.m. West Coast time. Any questions?
Thank you, Hanok.
Thank you. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Shalom,
thank you.
See you tomorrow. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Have a good Shabbat.